It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I feel like a lot of parents are going to call in today and write us on our text line because this one is a big parenting one. It came from Ben. Ben Berger is the name. I don't know if that's his real name or if he was just having fun with us, but he signed it Ben Berger, which would be a pretty awesome last name.
It's like Sex in the City's Jack Berger, but his cousin.
But different. It's Ben Berger. Double B says, "Hey, JKJ, I'm a dad of two awesome kids, aged 13 and 15, and we are deep into the extracurricular hustle. I'm talking guitar lessons, gymnastics, karate, rock climbing, piano, Western ears, and honor society."
Oh, my Good gosh. God. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
He said, I know. Yeah, I've got the smart kids.
Here's the deal. My kids recently came to me and said that they are burnt out, emotionally and physically drained. They have no time to be kids, no time for friends, no time to breathe. And they said to him, "We're not having fun anymore." And he said, "That hit me hard." So I told him, "All right, let's scale back. Pick your favorite one or two things. Let's focus on your passions and cut the rest. I want them to excel and enjoy what they do, not show up to a million things with a fake smile and a half-empty tank." That's pretty good. So anyway, he's cool with them dropping a few things and just doing one or two that they're passionate about. He goes on to say, "My wife is not on board. She's convinced all these activities are shaping them into well-rounded, disciplined, focused humans. She grew up doing just as much and says it kept her out of trouble, taught her time management, and helped her get into a great college. She says being busy is a good thing. It builds character, prevents boredom blues, and screen time, too much screen time and bad decisions." Okay. So she Ben goes on to say, "Yeah, my wife is driven, she's successful, and she turned out great. But I'm looking at our kids who are tired and overwhelmed and kind of losing their spark. So, JKJ fam, what do you think? Are we doing them a favor by keeping them busy or doing them a disservice by not letting them breathe? Where's the line between enrichment and exhaustion? Would love your guys' thoughts. Throw it up for Show Wants to Know," and that is from Ben Berger. Now, I'm going to throw it over to Josh. Josh, you came from a family with a lot of kids. Were you guys constantly busy?
Dude, constant. Like, I was playing three sports year-round. I was involved with extracurriculars. When I was younger, we did choir. I played instruments. And then those sports went through college. And then in college, I was also part of student-led organizations. And those were because I chose to do those. Like, I was so used to being busy. And I'll be honest, like, we were pretty darn good kids, like, well-behaved. Like, we didn't have time to mess around and kind of make those mistakes that young kids do. I'm in camp fully support this. I don't want to wear out your kids. I never felt, like, worn out. I mean, you get tired, obviously, and things like that. But I do think that involving your kids in a bunch of different activities, it helps find out what they want to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. I was involved in everything. And in high school, I found the job that I wanted to continue when I started in a radio little program called Valor Sports Network. So I found out what I wanted to do freshman year of high school, and that was like for the rest of my life.
Way to work at Valor, bud.
Well, no, but that's just where I went to high school. Yeah. It was called Valor Sports Network.
No, it's sorry. It's cute that you worked it. It's all right.
Anyway, I'm in camp. Go for it. Obviously, you don't want to wear out your kids. There is a fine balance, but I think if you just let your kids kind of do whatever they want, they will choose more often than not to do nothing. And that's when you kind of get in trouble.
It's a pretty solid point.
That's a really good point, actually.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw open the phone lines, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1 1649 will get you in the studios with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. We want you guys to sound off. So if there's some parents out there that want to give some advice to Ben Berger and his wife, first up to bat is Taylor. Hey, Tay-Tay.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So what do you think about Mr. Ben Berger and his busy children?
Okay, so I am mixed because I came from a family who played sports, and my dad was a great athlete and a coach, still is a coach. So I get both sides. I understand why you put your kids in sports and, you know, activities outside of school, because it helps build that routine and also discipline and, you know, working hard outside of school and all of that stuff is also beneficial, and it also keeps you out of trouble, like, you know, Josh was saying also. And so I agree with that. Again, I came from a sports family and very busy, but I'm now a mom, and I can see the dad side in this, being that you have to give your kids, like, after a while, especially at their age, they're what, middle school, high school age? So you have to give your kids some options. Like, okay, you can stop doing this, but you have to do something. That's what my dad always taught me, too. You have to do something. You can't. It's great to hang out with your friends and all that, but, you know, to be focused on something is also important.
Yeah, that's how we're kind of raising my kiddos. It's like, you've got to be doing something. You've got to be doing something beneficial to enhance your brain.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I don't feel bad for these kids. This is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be dabbling in everything right now, which we can get into that in a minute, because I was a dabbler. But I feel bad for the parents trying to juggle all this.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I actually feel bad for Ben and the wife trying to keep track of the schedules for all of this. Because I know just with my two kiddos in the extra activities, it's hard to juggle your schedule and who's getting who and when's dinner and, you know, oh, now our weekends are taken up. That's the part to me that kind of sucks that comes along with all this. But Taylor, we have full phone lines. We're going to get to some other people, but thank you for sounding off this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Taylor.
You.
Bye,
talk
Taylor.
To you guys.
Bye.
Stefan.
Yes.
Hi, Stefan.
Hey, buddy. Good morning. Thanks for calling in for Show Wants to Know. What are your thoughts?
As a youth pastor and a father of four, I agree with the dad, because if you push your kids too hard, you can still cause them to rebel and still have just as many problems, even if they were not in all these activities. Like I tell my kids and the parents at my church is that, hey, if they have at least one or two good things that they're good at, that they enjoy, that they like, let them pursue that. And when they feel the need for the change, that's when you work with the kids to try to do something else.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, so like quality,
it's hard to argue with.
Quality over quantity is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. Because I have four kids. I have one boy, three girls, aged 13, 10, 5, and 2.
Oh.
Dang, buddy.
All over the place.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a middle schooler, an elementary schooler, and two preschoolers. And they all have different things that they like to do. And my wife and I, we always alternate who takes them to what activities so that we are involved with what they do. So it's not like they're doing these activities by themselves. It's something that they actually get to do with us. Like my 13-year-old, he loves music and he wants to learn how to play the drums. Well, as a piano player and former band player, you know, I play drums, piano, so I'm actually teaching him his activity. So we do that together, so now none of my kids feel neglected, because the activities that they like to do always ties in with something that my wife and I did when we were younger or are still doing. So they get that quality time with each parent, and they get to do something that they are enjoying and love to do.
It's still a bonding moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very much so.
Stefan, I hate this call.
Why?
Because you're like the best parent ever.
Oh,
you're making us all
look
bad.
That's why he doesn't like it. That I was going to say.
Thanks for making us look bad.
I like that you prioritize spending time with all your kids. Like, because you have four children, well, that's got to be hard.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
It is very hard, but growing up without a dad, I made a promise to myself to be to my kids what I didn't have.
You're a good man.
So
that's usually how that works.
My wife and I do it this way. My wife had her mother and father, but I just had my mother and foster mothers.
Yeah.
So I provide something to my kids that I never had. Everything that I wanted growing up from my father that I didn't get, I give that to my kids. And what a lot of parents have to understand is that the biggest thing that kids want is time with their parents. So if you can find activities to do with your children as their extracurricular activity, then it doesn't seem like a chore all the time.
Yeah.
It's something that you both enjoy. So you're getting that quality time. You're still being able to do stuff that you like to do. So it doesn't feel stressful going to the different activities and doing things with your kids.
You are a wise human. Yeah. You are a wise. Why do I feel like if I'm having a horrible day, I could spend like 20 minutes with you and life would be so much better?
You'd probably turn it around, Stefan.
Like, I really feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're oozing positivity, you're oozing knowledge, and I just want to hang out with you for a half an hour. And you can just make me happy.
That's what I do. I do a lot of mentoring with parents and families because, like I said, I didn't have that growing up.
Yeah.
So I provide that as a free service to help families understand that it takes a community to raise a kid. You can't do it by yourself. So if you have a good community and you build on that, but you have to understand that the cornerstone of any good community is a positive family and positive role models within the home. That's how you start to build good community.
Yeah. You know, Stefan, your community and your kids seem very lucky to have you. Like, you seem
seriously
just like such a good dude. And
hey, give your church a shout out.
Actually, it's two churches. It's United Faith Christian Fellowship and Transformation Change Ministry.
See, he's such a good man. He's two churches right there.
I know.
He's got two churches in one. Buddy, I bet you there's a few people listening that want to come see you.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
All right, I have two churches in Denver, and then I oversee three churches back home in Tennessee.
Goodness. Well, now you're just bragging.
Good. Yeah, you're
like
bragging now.
This is just fun.
What do you do that is like naughty?
Yeah, I know.
What do you do?
Are you a gambler?
Do you gamble? Do you eat too much junk food? Like, there's got to be something wrong with you.
I guess my guilty pleasure is, I guess it's music.
Oh,
right. I was waiting for him to say prostitution. I really was.
well, sometimes I can sit down at my piano for hours and my wife will have to come in and cut my piano off and say, "Hey, we need you." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry."
No more of this beautiful music.
Piano off.
You're
irritating
me with all this beautiful
music. Quit tickling the ivory, Stefan.
Yeah.
Stefan, we really, really enjoyed this call. We're going to let you go so you can get ready to go to heaven. And since you are way better than us.
Yes.
The only thing I ask is that you pray for this morning's show today, Stefan.
Thank you, Stefan.
Send us some love, buddy.
Oh, yes, I love this morning show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for taking the time to call in and hit us with some knowledge, man. You have a great day.
You too.
Later.
Thanks, Stefan.
Am I right or am I right? Like, you just want to hang with that guy for 30 minutes.
He's literally the guy that goes, my biggest flaw is I'm a perfectionist. Oh, you're just like, oh, Stefan.
Yeah, I work too hard at things.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I don't make the bed fast enough in the morning.
I put too many hours into my family. That's the thing.
My cooking is so good. It's like, people want to see me all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I make way too many cookies. That's my problem.
Maddie. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that you have to follow that call.
I know.
I mean, I'm not a saint, and now I feel like I just need to become a nun at this point. Like,
I know,
I can
right? I want to go see him.
My life.
That's the only way you can one up Stefan.
You better repent hard today, Maddie.
Exactly.
Man.
All
right.
But
so
your point was exactly what I was thinking. Like, when do you get time to spend with the kids? Like, I feel like for me, it was very much like, I also have four kids, but their ages are like, the oldest is 25 and my youngest is 9. So I did feel like my older kids, I was very much like, you got to go, you got to be busy, you got to do all of these things. And then like after the pandemic, it was like, I don't even feel like I know these children. Because they were always busy. We were always kind of on the go. So I do, now I am very much like, no, what do you want to do? We don't have to do anything. Let's spend some time together because you're always hustling, bustling. And I was very much like, I don't want to have to take you to six activities. I think Jeremy said that.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get up on Saturday at 8 o'clock. I don't want to do that either. So I think let the kids decide, but then also make it a balance so you are spending quality time with them.
Josh said earlier too, if you let them decide, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah,
so I mean, you've got to have like, let them decide, but like, show them like three or four things, then let them decide which one of the three or four things.
Give them options.
Essentially, yeah.
Right, give them options and say, you can't, like you can't do nothing, but you can find, you don't have to do 12 things. And I don't think that changes their ambition if it's like, I'm only doing soccer and like, I don't even know what you said, like Westerners. I was like, what is even that?
Westerners, that's where the horse training and they do all the horse stuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Exactly. It's really neat. But again, you know, Maddie, you've got these parents that are like really pushing like your college resume. And I will say, like, having all this on there and seeing that you've excelled in, you know, these activities generally will, you know, benefit you in the future when it comes to schooling and jobs, I think. So that's the thing where I'm kind of on the mom's side with that.
Yeah, but then it's like that. What is that old movie, The Holes? I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. That is hilarious, Maddie. Oh, my gosh.
You just unlocked a memory I forgot I had.
That's
like,
great movie, by the way. Yeah.
That is a good movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
So it's a balance, I feel like, where they do have to do something, but then you're also being very active in what they're doing, too, and not just like, I have to drop them off, and then you're free. Like, what are the parents doing for all the time these kids?
I know.
Like,
I'm like looking at that.
Maddie, that's a great deal because, or a good point that you just made, because like when I said I was involved in everything, like in my young life, my dad was my coach in everything, like all the sports that I played. He was always was always a part of that. And then my mom would take charge and be with the other kids at that time and then switch off. So like when I wasn't doing my sports, my mom would do quality time with me. So you're right. Like there does need to be that balance of not just parents being like, someone else take my kids. It's, you know, you also want to be a part of that life.
Just like Stefan said.
Exactly. So now I need to learn the drums, be a pastor.
Of five churches,
that's
by the
right.
way.
And
two here, three
churches.
In Nashville.
And don't forget to play the piano.
I have four kids. I have four kids. And I'm like, dude, where, like, have you cloned yourself? Like, I need to know. Like, I need to know how you're doing this.
No
like
joke.
You said, I need to spend 20 minutes with him and his wife and be like, how do you guys do?
Because not only is he dealing with his family crap, he's got everybody else at the churches he's dealing
with.
Five
churches.
Five churches. How does
five
he do
churches.
It?
Five
churches. He's got God on his side, man.
He's got
man.
Jesus.
He does.
He's got God on his side.
Exactly. Jesus. Jesus is like, and this is how we're going to get it done.
Jesus took
the game
window.
Plan.
Maddie, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Maddie.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning to you. So what are your thoughts about this guy and his wife?
Well, I'll tell you, my daughter, when she was 7, my husband surprised her with a violin and said, you're going to take violin lessons every week. And she was shocked. So I took her for 7 years every week to violin, and I knew she didn't like it. And I tried to tell my husband. He had did not want to hear it. At 14, she finally came to me and said, "When I hate violin, and when I turn 18, I'm going to take this violin and smash it into a million pieces."
Oh, no.
Jeez.
So, and I'm like, I told him, I'm like, she doesn't want to do this. And finally, he, all right, well, she needs to find something else. But 7 years wasted. I mean, she can play the violin, but she doesn't. 7 years, I sat through 7 years of violin lessons, took her to every one, and it was a total waste of time.
But you don't know that at the time. Like, you don't know if she'll be some sort of prodigy. And
you don't.
You don't know.
Well, when they hate it, if you they don't want to do it, you know, you can tell. And I knew, and I tried to tell him. He didn't want to hear it. He was like, Ben's wife, no, no. And finally, I was at 14. I'm like, what do you want to do? What you got to do something. What is it you want to do? And she said, swim. I want to do swimming. And so she did that on her own. I mean, she attended her own classes and wound up being a lifeguard at Highlands Ranch for several years. And she loved it. And so you can't force a kid to do something they don't really want to do. If it's not in their heart, they want to do it. It's not a passion. Yeah. Don't force them.
Yeah. I just feel like there's, I feel like there's so many kids that when you, because like I, you know, we were forced to play piano or guitar or whatever. And I feel like at the time, yeah, being forced, it sucks. But later on in life, you are so grateful for having that skill. Because, again, she can learn the violin for the rest of her life. Like, she'll have that skill for the rest
of
her life.
Well, and with music, there's so many other benefits with music. When you're learning music, it
well, that's what we thought.
It helps your brain do math and English.
Because of her parents.
Yeah, right. And I think that helps.
There's other benefits.
But that's not everybody. Some people don't react to playing music that way.
There's
and
been
I think
many studies on
many
that,
many studies, but again, not everybody reacts the same way. So maybe Anna, when she hears the violin, she wants to punch somebody or her daughter, you
right,
know?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
There's a difference.
Well, hey, did she ever smash that violin? Anna.
Everyone should know how to play some kind of musical instrument. I don't, because I didn't get that opportunity.
Did she ever smash that violin?
No, when she told me that, I took it and sold it to the kid.
There you go. Smart move.
Those are expensive.
They
Those
are.
Expensive. Yeah.
They are expensive.
Anna, thank you for calling and sounding off. You have a great Thursday, all right?
You too, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, Anna.
That's
you know,
funny.
And
I
just want to point that out because, like, with Zoe, so when she was younger, obviously, I'm a huge basketball fan, right? Like, I love basketball.
That.
I played basketball my whole life growing up. My dad actually instilled that love for me. I have so many memories of my dad and I shooting hoops in the driveway. Zoe, she joined basketball for one season. Now, granted, this is the year that I broke my leg, but I went to one game of hers in which I had my cast. I was sitting on the floor with my crutches, and I was yelling at those children, "Hustle, get back, get the ball." And she was so embarrassed. She never wanted to play basketball again. Like,
so she loved basketball, and you ruined
no,
it for her.
Why are you yelling so much at the
her.
Children?
I was a little assertive in my 20s, okay?
Overzealous, Jeremy.
But no, I kind of, like, I was so excited that she wanted to play basketball and kind of do what I did as a kid. Like, I was more excited than she was about it.
I see that angle, too.
She hated, hated it for, like, 2 years. Wouldn't watch Nuggets games with me. Anytime I wanted to go shoot hoops, she wasn't coming with me. But what it did.
It's on her.
What it did, though, is it made me realize that she wasn't really an athletic kid. She didn't like sports. She wasn't, she didn't like that kind of stuff. So we turned it into the creative side. So she's a painter. She loves music. She loves to create drawings. She loves to paint. And I don't think I would have really encouraged that had I not looked at, okay, what does this kid want to do? What does she want to do? And the moment I really started encouraging that side of her, she flourished.
She blossomed like a flower.
She did.
But
so I think
trying things and figuring out that you don't like them is just as important as trying things and figuring out that you do.
So my thing for years and years, I've always said that I'm a dabbler. And I don't think there's anything wrong with dabbling. And I did soccer and baseball and piano and drums and taekwondo and acting classes and painting and drawing and yearbook and multiple things in high school. And I dabbled. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because I think it makes you a more well-rounded individual because then you just kind of know a little bit about a bunch of stuff. And when you're out in the world, you can talk to people about all these various things because you've done there and you've done it and you've experienced it.
Yeah.
So I've always been a big fan of just dabbling. Just dabble in something. And while you're dabbling, you might find that one thing that hooks you, which for me was the acting classes and everything. And look what we're doing now, you know? So I encourage the dabbling, but I also see the side of, and I've experienced this with my kiddos because we push them into everything, is when they're burnt out and tired, you got to take that into consideration.
You do.
Because then they're putting zero effort into
it. Well, then they're going to hate something, and you don't want to do that
it.
To them.
Yes.
You don't want them to hate the violin. You don't want them to hate basketball. Thankfully, Zoe's a Nuggets fan now, but man, I had to work at that.
Yeah, what if she was like, I'm going full against mom, and she liked the Lakers.
I know. She could have done that, you know? But
so with Ben, I think it's good his kids have done the dabbling.
Yeah.
They've tested out a bunch of little things, and I think mom needs to ease up now, don't you guys? Like, let them pick the one or two things now that they are truly passionate about. They've experienced a multitude of things, so now let them focus on one thing.
Because burnout's real, and you don't want that to happen to your children. I mean, you want them to love it, and like, I mean, Katie, like you said, like Zoe, you know, hating basketball for a little bit, you don't want that to happen.
No.
You don't want your kids to hate guitar or drums or piano. So, yeah, take into consideration how they feel, too. I like that. I like that idea.
Here's to the dabblers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, dabblers. Dabble away. Thank you, everybody. And mostly a big thank you to Stefan.
His call was so inspiring.
Was unbelievable.
We have so many texts that are like, I love Stefan's call. How
can
inspiring.
We hang out with him?
Can I have a redo with my kids?
Yeah, I can have a redo. Oh, man, Stefan.
So good. Oh, Stefan,
truly,
you were
he
great.
Made a bunch of parents feel really bad today.
No, or really good about the world. Thank you, Stefan.
He's a good guy.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.